Morning. Last week, Mark introduced the Chicago Statement on Biblical Inerrancy, and we'll look at the first two articles. The first article within that today. That's on page 2 of what Mark added for everyone last week. As we look at the articles of affirmation and denial in the Chicago Statement on Biblical Inerrancy, we see that each of those articles are set up in pairs. One could easily turn these statements into questions that either need to be affirmed or denied, somewhat like a true or false test. I'll read a few statements from random articles, and I'd like you to respond back with affirm or deny based upon the validity of the statement. No cheating by looking at the printed copies Mark passed out last week. So affirm or deny. Church creeds, councils, or declarations have authority greater than or equal to the authority of Scripture. Okay, that's article number 2, which we'll actually talk about next week. Affirm or deny, God who made mankind in his image has used language as a means of revelation. Okay, and then number 3, affirm or deny, the witness of the Holy Spirit operates in isolation from or against Scripture. Okay, so you get a feeling, hopefully, from that of how these are set up, how they're kind of in there, how the men that worked together to establish these, some of the truths that are in there, these weren't picked out as pet things I wanted to be sure to point out or anything like that, just examples out of the text. So, article number 1, we affirm that the Holy Scriptures are to be received as the authoritative Word of God. Wayne Grudem's systematic theology defines the authority of Scripture as Wayne Grudem in his systematic theology book wrote, the authority of Scripture means that all the words in Scripture are God's words, in such a way that to disbelieve or disobey any word of Scripture is to disbelieve or disobey God himself. Many of us are probably familiar with the ministry of Ken Ham from Answers in Genesis, and I heard one of his messages several years ago where he was very strong on this, and he kept going back to the words of Scripture themselves. Have you not heard? It is written, thus saith the Lord, over and over within Scripture. In fact, the phrase, thus saith the Lord, appears hundreds of times in Scripture. Well-known verse 2 Timothy 3:16 starts off, all Scripture is God-breathed. This means that all Scripture is the word of the Lord. Given that the Lord is sovereign over all things, his word is to be elevated to its rightful place as the authority in all subjects upon which it touches. And there's an awful lot of subjects upon which it touches. Evidence for divine authorship comes in many forms, including historical accuracy, internal consistency, accurate fulfillment of prophecies. No other book has had such an impact on countless individual lives and the human race as a whole. However, these impacts and arguments don't tell the whole story. The assurance and confidence that we should have that this is the Word of God only comes as a result of the Holy Spirit convicting us of that truth. 1 Corinthians 2:6 through 16 reads, yet among the mature we do impart wisdom, although it is not a wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age who are doomed to pass away. But we impart a secret and hidden wisdom of God, which God decreed before the ages for our glory. None of the rulers of this age understood this, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined, well, God has prepared for those who love him. These things God has revealed to us through the Spirit. For the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God. For who knows a person's thoughts except the spirit of that person which is in him? So also no one comprehends the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might understand the things freely given us by God. And we impart this in words, not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Spirit, interpreting spiritual truths to those who are spiritual. The natural person does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are folly to him, and he is not able to understand them because they are spiritually discerned. The spiritual person judges all things, but is himself to be judged by no one. For who has understood the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ, which of course only comes from the presence of the Spirit. The Westminster Confession of Faith, and one of their responses says, our full persuasion and assurance of the infallible truth and divine authority thereof is from the inward work of the Holy Spirit, bearing witness by and with the Word in our hearts. As we move on to the denial portion for this week, we deny that the Scriptures receive their authority from the church, tradition, or any other human source. One could say that the affirmation of God's Word as the highest authority relates directly to one of the solas of the Reformation, sola scriptura. One of the major differences between the Protestant faith and the Roman Catholic Church is their views on the authority of Scripture. Orthodox Protestants place the authority of Scripture above the teachings of the Church, while the Roman Catholic Church has elevated the teaching of the Church to be equal, in their words, but in mine, to be greater than the authority of Scripture. Scripture clearly gives examples of married leaders in the New Testament church, but the Roman Catholic Church requires priests to remain single. Scripture clearly says that we should only direct our prayers and worship to God, yet the Roman Catholic Church encourages worship of Mary and prayer to the saints. The list could go on and on. It seems clear to me that the Roman Catholic Church elevated the authority of the church teaching over that of Scripture centuries ago. When looking to settle a matter of a dispute in general terms, one must always go to a higher authority. For instance, if one does not agree with the ruling of a federal court, they can appeal to the appellate court. If they do not agree with the appellate court, then they can appeal to the Supreme Court. In each instance, the next court is deemed to have more authority with which it can affirm or overrule the ruling of the lower court. However, there is simply no higher authority than God's Word. To believe the Bible is authoritative because the Church declares it so is to put the authority of the Church over that of the Bible. Since the Bible itself declares itself to be authoritative as being God's Word, plus the inner testimony of the Holy Spirit, there can be no higher declaration of its authority. Let us pray. Lord, we're grateful for the opportunity that we have to have your word. We thank you for the men over the years who have died for the honor of your word, to get it into languages that we can understand. We thank you for those that have dedicated their lives to making sure that its accuracy and its authority are upheld. And I pray that that would be true in our lives and in this church, that the authority of Scripture would rule over all other areas, and that we would bring them subject to you. Amen.